the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Coach's Conversation. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John Dinkins has gone to listen to Coach Thomas McDaniel in stereo on FM 100.5. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent right now.
56-6, I think. Been pretty good.
Yeah. We had a good night, and I think, I don't want to get too excited, but I was very pleased with the way our kids responded this week at practice. And I think, we started talking about it on Monday. I mean, I know I wasn't here last week, but Friday was pretty devastating. I know I took it pretty rough, and some of that was just personal because going back home and having a lot of family and friends there, and that just kind of tore my gut out. But that's part of me being egotistical and needing to learn to grow up a little bit. But, our kids have had a great offseason, a great summer, and, we just lost a tough game against a good opponent, and they're a little more mature than we are right now, and quarterback was a really good player. And so I was anxious to see on Monday how our kids would respond, and it was pretty obvious early in the week that we had a great attitude. They understood that we have a lot of stuff we've got to work on, and they had the right frame of mind when we went back to work, and I thought it showed last night. And, even though the atmosphere wasn't what we're used to playing in, our kids handled it very well, so I'm proud of our football team right now.
Kind of seems like it didn't really matter who that next opponent was, that, whether it was Hunter's Lane. I mean, these kids had to know, or you all that lost 17 in a row and all that kind of stuff. Or it could have been a team that had won 17 in a row. You were going to prepare and be ready to play football, and Monday sounds like it was a pretty good day, and that kind of sets the tone for the week.
Yeah, I mean, and I talked to Coach Gardner, our defensive line coach. I talked to him early Saturday morning, and he's about as competitive as I am. He hates to lose, and he made a point to me, and it sounds pretty cliche, but it's the truth. He said, biggest thing right now is we got to get a win. The best thing for us is just get a win, get some confidence, and feel good about what we're doing. And we didn't work on Hunter's Lane very much. We worked on ourselves for the most part, and we've definitely still got a lot of areas where we have to improve. I think our kids understand that. But again, we had a good positive week of practice. Our kids handled everything well. The atmosphere, I thought, especially could be a concern with our immaturity or our youth, so to speak. But I was very pleased with the way we handled the day. We got on the bus. We got there, I think 6 o'clock. Got off, used the restroom, and, we were on the field warming up. And there was no dead time. We didn't go back in. We didn't run out on the field. We walked to the sideline and got ready to kick the ball off. And very proud of our fan support. We had a great turnout of fans. We had a lot of people there like we've had all fall. And so our kids played hard. They did what they had to do. We didn't let them hang around early. We jumped on them pretty quick. And that's usually not something you see a lot with a team with as much youth as we have. But we handled it very well. So a lot of positives to build on. And I think our kids understand. Now, I'm sure they probably understand this morning. I'm sure you probably know this. But one cool thing that all of the coaches in our league are basically doing now is this huddle where you download all your stuff on the internet, and our kids are on there all the time. I love it because I can get on there and track how much they're watching film, and they love it because they can watch film. This morning, I guarantee you, I got kids watching the game, and they can make their own highlight. It's just a great tool, and I'm sure our kids are, they understand football. They're going to see things and know that we got to get stuff corrected. But we got right now, I think for us, we got to work on Oakland, and we're going to continue to work on Oakland and get better at the fundamentals. And I know I've said it a couple times, but I'm really proud. I was proud last night. I'm proud of where we are and kind of where we're headed. So I'm excited.
Let me talk about that huddle thing just a little bit because, I've got a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, so I know that technology is big. I mean, if it's if you got some kind of technology, they're going to learn from it, and that's what this thing does. I mean, I guess you can watch on your iPad, whatever.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm not a technology geek, so, some of the other coaches like Wyatt last year told me, about how we had to get on there, and how, I've had many people last year tell me, y'all, what are y'all doing? Why are you not on huddle? And for me, I didn't want to pay the money, but now that we've done it, I mean, it's a invaluable tool for us. I mean, I absolutely love it. Our kids, every kid has a smartphone now, so they can watch it. My biggest problem is when I get on there and look at the roster and see that kids have watched it 45 minutes ago and it's 11:15 on a Tuesday, that means they're watching it during class, and that's not good. So, you know, we gotta be careful about that. But it's just a cool resource. I know that the kids love it, and the coaches love it. Makes it great for trading film. Easy to scout, self-scout, break down stuff. So,
and they're going to learn from that.
Oh, I mean, heck yeah.
You know, that's what you all kind of have film session. That's the old film. Well, now you can have your own film session.
And, the other thing for us is, you know, you talk about having your own film session. We're trying to teach our kids how to watch film. And what it does is it's another way for us to manage our time effectively. You know, I'm always looking for ways. I don't want to cut corners. I don't want to not do something that needs to be done. But if there's ways for us to manage our time to be more efficient, so that we can get our kids in and out off the field as soon as possible. You know, I think it keeps them fresh and it keeps them excited. So it's another way for us to be able to evaluate and maybe have them watch film and us not be stuck in a locker room with 70 guys sitting there stinking and sweating and looking at a small TV. They can do it. Some of it they can learn to do on their own. So it's just been a really cool resource.
Want to talk a little bit about Trayvon last night. He's been kind of a workhorse for you the last couple of weeks. Three touchdowns last night, 105-something first-half yards, four carries. You know, that's about 26.5 a carry. I think you'd take that from him every game, wouldn't you?
I would. You know, I think for those of us that know what's going on in our program right now, know that he still has some work to do to get, to get maybe on my good list. He's got to learn to play within the system. He did a much better job. We had to have a heart-to-heart this week, and I was worried how he was going to respond. And after talking to him for a few minutes, you know, he looked at me and said, you know, I'm going to prove to you, I'm going to get it fixed. And proof is in the pudding, all right? The product on the field is all I worry about. And sometimes I can sound a little cold-hearted and kids don't like the blunt truth. But to me, all I am is I'm a guy that watches the film, and you're either producing or you're not. And he was, you know, I thought last week he did some things that he played outside the system. He did what he wanted to do. Last night he tried his best to do what we wanted him to do. And one time he made a mistake. He came over and he said, I messed that up. And, you know, I can live with that. And I thought he took a big step this week. Now, that being said, I am tired of talking to him, and he's tired of hearing from me. I'm going to tell you right now, there is not a more talented running back in our county. I would be the first to tell you that, and there's some great running backs in our county. He has to decide whether he wants to be great or not. And if he decides he wants to be great, you know, he could be an outstanding player. He's a 215-pound kid. He bench press 385, hang clean 370. He's the strongest kid as we've ever had on our football team, stronger than Tim McAdoo. I mean, this kid is a freak in the weight room when he wants to be. But it's day in and day out, does he want to put the grind in? And when he's ready, he is a sight to be seen. I don't think people realize how good he can be. We know he could be a true difference maker. And last night he took a step in the right direction. And, I'm trying like crazy to get him to believe in being within the system. He's trying to do that, and whatever motivation. I know right before the game I told him, I said, look, you grade over 75, and I'm going to buy you some mozzarella cheese sticks. And that's evidently the only thing the kid eats. And I don't
really
know, to be 215 as strong as he is and only eat pizza and mozzarella cheese sticks is beyond me, but I'm going to have to take him and get him some Sonic cheese sticks or something, because he definitely improved last night, and he could be a key cog in the success we have, and I think he knows that, and he took a step, so I'm proud of him.
You know, we didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, and I'm sure that John did mention this, but the loss of Fred Wade as well with the ACL, that was a tough blow, but it also gives kids a chance to step up and step into some roles, and maybe Trayvon will take that on.
You know, here's the thing about him, and he knows this. I've told him on many occasions that the great thing about Trayvon is he's kind of taken what his role is and done the best he can do. He knew going into the season Fred was probably going to be the tailback, and he needed to be a defensive leader. He did that through spring. He did it in the fall. And, you know, I think – deep down in his heart, he's always wanted to be the tailback, and there's no question he's completely talented enough to do that. But now with the absence of Fred, I think he's realized, you know, this is my opportunity to shine. And, you know, I really think you're going to see more of what you saw last night. Now, is Laverne better than Hunter's Lane? Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's without a question. And, you know, our competition in our league is better than what we saw last night. But he's already shown in last year what he's capable of. So, you know, I think if he'll continue to stay on the path he's on right this second, it's going to only get better for him.
Thomas McDaniel from Oakland is joining us this morning. Emmanuel Smith got snaps. Brett Stacey got a lot of snaps. Did Rhett wind up with more snaps than Emmanuel last night?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. And you know, with that being said, Krager has talked to me about it, and other people have talked about, you know, two quarterbacks and all that. We got two quarterbacks. That's great. You know, Emmanuel and Red have been great together. I feel very blessed that we have two very good quarterbacks.
You've been in places, I'm sure, where you didn't have any.
I mean, we've got two very good quarterbacks, and Emmanuel and Rhett both understand their role. Emmanuel has been great about cheering on Rhett, and Rhett understands, you know, he knows going into the game, I may get 12 snaps, I may get 30 snaps. He doesn't know. He prepares. I know right now that I trust both my quarterbacks, and Rhett has been phenomenal all fall, as well as Emmanuel, and both of them have been great teammates. So, I mean, we got to figure out ways maybe to get both of them on the field, because Emmanuel's a special athlete and Rhett's a great operator. So, you know, maybe in the near future you'll see Emmanuel do some different things. But Emmanuel's got a lot on his plate. You know, he's playing free safety for us the whole night and playing quarterback and doing a great job there. Rhett is more than, you know, efficient when he gets in there. So we're very fortunate to have two people there.
Well, you've been able to balance this before. I mean,
yeah.
I think your first year, you know, you kind of did some of that as well. So it's not a bad thing. I think a lot of people look at two quarterbacks and quarterback controversy.
We ain't talking about it. So.
You know, they look at that as like, well, what's going on? You know, like the whole Jake Locker and Hasselbeck thing.
Yeah, we don't talk about it. I mean, I've met with Emmanuel and Rhett one time, I think, last week and said, there's not a quarterback controversy unless we create one. Parents might try to create one. Kids might try to create one. But as long as Emmanuel and Rhett trust what we're doing and do what they have been doing, then I don't have to worry about it one bit because they've been great. So that's all I worry about.
Defensively last night, I think Hunter's Lane had like 3 yards in the first half or something like that, rushing offense, and had barely over 100 or 60 yards for the game. So we had to feel pretty good about the defensive effort you got last night.
Well, yeah, we did. I think, you know, being realistic about it, again, no offense to Hunter's Lane, but the offenses we play, the offense we're going to play next Friday in Laverne is going to be much more efficient than Hunter's Lane was.
Yeah.
People have been talking a lot about the schedule of the year and having three games in August and all that. And I think one of the things for us, especially with our youth, that I've figured out, or I'm figuring out on the fly, I guess, is that maybe more than anything is the fact that we haven't had as much time to evaluate our kids. And I don't want to say I don't think it's a negative, but one thing that kind of concerns me is I don't think we know who our 11 best players are on defense right now. And we've had a couple injuries. You know, we were out two defensive tackles last night that are supposed to be in the rotation. Anthony Akers got hurt against Arlington, and Chad McCarver's had a toe injury. So, you know, we had to move a defensive end to defensive tackle. Trayvon's playing defensive tackle some, believe it or not, just because he's so fast and causes a lot of havoc in there. But we're still trying to figure out who our best 11 are. I don't know that it's going to be solved within the next 7 days either. You know, we're literally playing two defenses right now.
Didn't you bring in a fresh 11?
We're literally bringing in two defenses right now. And honestly, there's not a lot of difference. That might be a great thing because it is obviously creating depth and competition in practice and in the games. And it may be a bad thing because we can't evaluate because nobody is rising to the top. There's a couple people, obviously, that we know that are clear-cut number ones, but there's a large majority of our defensive players that we don't know if they're a one or a two. And we got to try to start sorting that out. Or if both groups rise up, we'll play both groups. But right now, we've just got – I don't know if that makes sense what I'm saying, but we've not been able to evaluate as well as we'd like to so far because we have so much youth on defense and so many new guys that we don't know yet. And I think the best way to find out is get them under the lights on Friday. So, you know, we're going to continue to go this route for at least a few more weeks. And, you know, hopefully by the time we play, maybe Blackman will have a better idea. But right now we're just going to play guys and grade them on film and evaluate and see where we go.
Oakland coach Thomas McDaniel joining us. The district season starts on Friday. The Laverne Wolverines are coming in 0-2. You're 1-1. Can't let that 0-2 deceive you, though.
No. I mean, our kids, I'm pretty sure, you know, we talked about it as soon as the game was over. They understand this is our first district game. You know, Laverne's got a very talented tailback. That, you know, they're not trying to wow you on offense. They're being pretty simplistic. And I know Coach Stevens is just trying to get guys fundamentally as sound as they can be and establish the running game. And they're not going to trick you. You know, on either side of the ball, they're going to line up and just try to play football, which is what we need right now. And Laverne's always been a team for me that's always scared me because they're so athletic and for whatever reason, sometimes, you know, you worry about kids looking at standings or, you know, looking at film and saying, oh, this is not going to – but Laverne's always played us tough, and it's always been a tough place to play. So we get to go on the road again. Who cares? I could care less. We get on the bus, we go. It's another opportunity, and it's the first district game. I'm excited about going over to Laverne and seeing what kind of product we put on the field, and hopefully we make the same kind of progress this next week that we made last week.
Well, it's been a while since we've been to Laverne, so we're going to actually be there to broadcast the game.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oakland-Laverne. Actually, Oakland fans, we've got the next three games. We've got the Patriots because we're going to go to Gallatin.
Oh, awesome.
And that's the steakhouse restaurant trip
for
us.
What is that place? What is that place called?
Well, I can't remember. It's been so many years since I've been, but it's right up there where Reba McEntire lives.
That's all you can eat steak right there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a good place.
I'm drawing a blank on that.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it now myself.
You got to love red meat if you go there.
Yes, yep, you got to. And then the following Thursday, your home opener. So it's you won't know what to do on that Thursday night.
No, I mean, we won't. Our kids have handled both road trips well. I'm sure we'll handle the next one well. And, again, we don't really care. I mean, I like playing at home. It's awesome. But I mean, for us, it's awesome to get to go out on a Friday night and play. And we're so blessed and fortunate. And, I mean, you know, I'd be remiss not to mention, you know, I don't know if you talked about it this morning, but the young man from Millington High School in Memphis that lost his life at football practice this week, I think it kind of puts in perspective, you know, how fortunate we are and how blessed God is to give us these opportunities. And, you know, I've just stressed to my kids that you know, same thing with Fred. You know, obviously a knee injury is nothing like what Millington High School is going through right now.
Right.
But, you know, you need to be excited. You need to be passionate. You need to, for the kids that listen, you need to be an energy giver. I need people that want to give energy. If you're going to take energy out of the program, you need to pack up and go do something else. I'm excited. You know, football season is a great time. It's hard to believe we've already played two games, but it makes it fun to wake up on a Saturday morning and come to work.
Well, we're not even out of the month of August, and we're going into the third week. It is absolutely crazy. But good stuff, Coach. Laverne Wolverines, it'll be a test. So we look forward to seeing the Patriots and Wolverines locking horns in the first district game of the year coming up Friday night.
I'm excited. Thank you all for coming, and it should be a good night.
We'll see you there. That's Coach Thomas McDaniel joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner. When we return, we've got some conversation about the Eagleville Eagles. Eagles are coming to the plate here with Steve Carson joining us next on WGNS AM-FM.